Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. God is Proud of Who You Are by Jenny Guzman Batista, sung to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, is a wonderful book for parents and their children that incorporates prayers into song, which works wonders in comforting all lives, both big and small. Jenny puts family first. She lives in a very active lifestyle as a wife, health coach, amateur gardener, and kid taxi. She pursues health and body and mind every day and endeavors to spread the love for life into her kids as they grow older. Jenny is from Denver and has lived there all of her life. Jenny Guzman Batista, author of God is Proud of Who You Are, is our guest on This Week in America. Jenny, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick, so much for inviting me on. I appreciate this.
I love the message. I love how this came about. I love how you're sharing that with people. Let's talk about what brought you to the point in your life where you decided, boy, this was remarkable what I went through, the bond that I had with my children. I want to share this with others. When did that happen in your life? You decided, I need to publish this.
The book didn't start out as a book. I didn't endeavor to publish a book or write a book. It started out as more of a bedroom routine with my babies. I ended up, through a series of circumstances, being a stay-at-home mom at 40 years old. I had an 18-month-old little girl and a set of twin boys, newborns. And it gets a little lonely. It gets a little tiresome and overwhelming, but also just such a miracle that God gave me these three little lives, right, to be responsible for.
Yes.
So it was long days up in the nursery, nursing and napping and nursing and napping. Eventually, I started filling the spaces with music. I was singing them the Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star song and started fooling around with the lyrics. And it was really very soothing to me. It was a kind of a therapy. To remind me of how grateful I was and just get me in the right mindset to do what I was doing. And it occurred to me at some point along the way, I think, that, wow, this could really help other moms, other parents that were in this situation, you know, feeling isolated or overwhelmed. And so, yeah, a book was born at that point.
It's amazing because I think as you read, we all think back to some of the crazy songs that we sang to our kids, thinking they really don't understand what I'm singing. It really doesn't make any difference. It's just the comfort of hearing my voice and being there with them. And it's a remarkable story and how this all developed into the book, God is Proud of Who You Are by Jenny Guzman Batista. The book's available wherever books are sold. Jenny's website is godisproudofwhoyouare.com. We'll give you all that throughout the program, and you'll find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How did you come up with the style and the format for the book? It's one thing to have the idea, this should be a book, and then you think, okay, what kind of book is it going to be? How am I going to present this? How did you put the whole book together, the whole style of the book?
Yeah, neat. Okay. So up in the boys' room, and now they're 6 years old, so it's a big boy room now, but when it was a nursery, and still we have the star decals up on the wall, the stars and the moon, and there's a saying up there, you know, we made a wish and two came true. And so those decorations kind of migrated into the book. So there's a connection there with just how beautiful God has made this world, you know, big picture. I also wanted to make it more awe-inspiring, you know, wonderful for the kids, so that they could understand, wow, this is big, this is beautiful, this is wonderful. I wanted to make the words simple so that maybe older siblings could read to their little sisters and brothers. I wanted the rhyming to be easy, and I think we did that. With the song like you brought up, I mean, it really helps when you have a familiar tune. I think kids really absorb the message a lot more effectively that's being delivered. And this book does deliver a meaningful message. So I saw the book as being more interactive. You know, you're not just as a parent reading to a child,
yes,
to your kiddo. It's really something that I want it to be meaningful and memorable. And when you're singing along and when you're telling the kids about God and about their place in the world, I think it really has a lot of potential for staying with the kids as they grow up.
You mentioned before, and I really want to go back to this, you say it really was helpful for you as well, for the adult that is reading the book, in this case, singing to the children. This was good for you as well, wasn't it? It touched the children and it touched you.
It really did. And I've done a couple of public speaking events, just a few so far because I'm brand new. And I have found remarkably, and I guess I'm not so surprised, but this does speak into the kids, but it also speaks into the adults. So, you know, all hearts, really. I'm young, old. And so I say, beware, adults, you know, you might actually enjoy this book, reading this book, just as much as the kids enjoy listening to you.
The book is God is Proud of Who You Are by Jenny Guzman Bautista. Her website is the name of the book, GodIsProudOfWhoYouAre.com. I was going to ask who would most enjoy this book, and I think we just pretty much talked about that. This is really yes. designed for everybody, isn't it? And as the kids grow up, the ones that were listening to the book as you were reading, they had the opportunity to read these to maybe younger siblings or cousins or whatever. Absolutely. So this is really a family treasure, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This can be something, this book, this message can be passed on down through the generations. So in that regard, culturally too, really, really important to, you know, help fill the kids with this type of message, hope, faith, love, etc.
What a great opportunity at a young age to enter these themes into their lives. The book is God is Proud of Who You Are. Jenny Guzman Bautista is the author and our guest on the program. What places would you like to see your book be available? What kind of people would you like to reach? Let's talk about sort of your vision for how this book can help people.
Sure. You know, I should probably say that I want to have it in all of the biggest stores, right? Costco,
Walmart. It deserves to be there.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble everywhere. I am on Amazon, although with their algorithms, I mean, I bet I'm number 5,000,002 or something. So I don't know that you'll find it very easily there. But no, I think this book, it isn't lost on me that this book might be controversial in some circles, just, you know, how the world is going these days. And so I think that, you know, finding a smaller, more intimate venues would be beneficial. More relationship building would be wonderful for sharing this message. So I'm thinking, you know, if there's anyone out there listening to this that would like to create smaller events, maybe at public schools, in classrooms, in Sunday schools, obviously, right, in their curriculum. Also, you know, hospital gift shops, I have to say, especially children's hospitals. These kiddos there's so many kids that are suffering, right? And they have a lot of issues, and I just don't know how their families do it. In a story that is unrelated and I won't spend time on, my daughter and I have been in and out of children's hospitals as of late. And just seeing some of the kids there, you know, you want to impart this message that, you know, no matter what, God loves you, no matter how your body is working or not working, how you look or how you don't look, what your family looks like. You know, you have an opportunity to be in a relationship with God. And although this book doesn't say that explicitly, it does definitely imply it throughout the book, throughout all the lyrics. And so I think that really important to be in hospital gift shops, which is kind of a niche kind of a place. But if anyone out there knows how I could do that, that would be much appreciated.
Well, I know that's in the long range plans. You're very realistic, start small and then conquer the world. Eventually get the book out there as it needs to be. And if, of course, we're entering the holiday times, it's a great gift idea. A great idea to buy a couple and maybe drop one off at a hospital gift store so they can see the sort of library or a school or a church group. The book is God is Proud of Who You Are by Jenny Guzman Bautista. What a remarkable story how this book came about. If you had to sum up three things, Jenny, that are most important to you, what would you say they are?
Well, that has changed quite a bit over the last, I'd say, decade or so of my life. Now in my mid-40s, you know, I'm kind of finally I've always been a student, always learning, but finally, hopefully, coming into my own. But I used to live, you know, very differently. In fact, only by the grace of God, in my opinion, my husband and I are celebrating our 19th anniversary in 5 days.
Fantastic.
And you know, we almost decided not to do that, and we did. You know, at a low point about 10 years ago, I ended up deferring to God and saying, I need your guidance, please, Lord. And not months later, I was pregnant. We were pregnant with my now 8-year-old daughter. And then 9 months later, pregnant with our twins, right, who are now 6. And so 3 more little lives where there once were 4, you know, my husband and I and my older 2 children, now there are 7. And so I have this family that it's my pride and joy. I had a family before and I didn't appreciate it. Now I do. I feel as though I've been charged or tasked almost with forming more of a foundation for them, a foundation of truth for all of us. And I'm still learning, like I said, but kind of teaching or modeling faith for the people that I love the most. Hopefully they can help me along the way as well. So in the end, 3 things, I guess, would be family, foundation, and faith, which is great alliteration, actually.
Well, that works out very nicely. I like that. Very good. I like that. Write that down and use that. Yeah. We can all use that. We can all take 3 words and get them. If they follow and flow like Jenny just did, we could remember it and maybe follow it as well. The book is God is Proud of Who You Are by Jenny Guzman Bautista. Let me ask you, do you think this was just circumstance, that you were there, you were bored, you were doing these, it's very repetitive, you know, twinkle, twinkle, little star, and you just suddenly came up with these words? Or was there a little divine intervention possibly there as well that not only guided you to do that, but to follow through and share this message with other people?
That is an amazing question, one of which I have not been asked. But to be honest, you know, hindsight's always 20/20 for everybody, right? At the time, when I chose to start formulating the lyrics around God and around faith and that bigger picture, it just seemed very natural. It didn't seem contrived in any way. It was effortless, really. It feels different than other things that I've tried to do in my life. You know, I've been an entrepreneur. I guess I still kind of am here, right? But I've been an entrepreneur selling other items and whatnot, and just always felt kind of forced, kind of superficial, kind of empty. This has something behind it. It's something with teeth, if you will.
Yes.
Right. And so I feel kind of propelled forward. I don't have that pit in my stomach, like, oh, I have to do this thing, you know, backing off. Like, what are people going to think? I really want to share this. I think it's just so important, and for everybody, for the world. I know that sounds so high and mighty and so big thinking, but honestly, starting small, it doesn't even seem like I have to try. It's just the next right step. And I appreciate you asking that question. So divine intervention, I've not used that term, but yes, I think you might be onto something.
What's interesting, I love your passion. Rather than selling something that you hope you come across as really believing in it, here's something that you firmly believe in. It's a very simple message, often overlooked by all of us, that you bring into focus along with a real world example of how this worked. The book is God is Proud of Who You Are. Jenny Guzman Bautista is our guest on the program. Excellent job with this book. Are you thinking about writing any other books?
I would love to. I haven't formulated any of them yet. I do have a lot of words in my head. So I think it would be fun if I could figure another familiar kind of age-old song for the kiddos and put another message to that that's focused on God but, you know, maybe in a slightly different way. I haven't thought of it yet, but if I could have a little box set, you know, 3 to 5 little books, that would be amazing. Maybe put it into a board book format so even smaller children could hold it. You know, the toddlers with their cute little chubby hands
could
hold on to it and they wouldn't be ripping the pages. So I'd like to do a board book, actually. And then if I could have like a little box set of board books, I think that would be really fun. So I'm not in any rush. You know, I'm still taking care of these little kiddos and I've got a big family and a lot going on. So I'm not in a rush, but maybe in the next, you know, 5 years or so, that would be something I'd like to do.
Well, you've laid the foundation with this book. That would be the next logical step, should you choose to do that. I mentioned where the book's available. Where do you suggest people go to find the book and any discounts? If somebody wants to buy a bunch and distribute to a Sunday school class or a group of some kind, where do you recommend they get the book? And are there discounts available if they buy a number of them?
Okay. Yes. So you've already mentioned my website, and I think that would be the main point. The main touch point would be GodIsProudOfWhoYouAre.com, all one word. And, you know, there's all sorts of buy buttons on the website. So that's easy to find. If you're somebody that would like to buy in bulk, somebody that is, you know, maybe a classroom teacher, a Sunday school teacher, somebody in charge of a floor at the hospital. You know, I forgot to mention this too. There's a traveling book fair that goes throughout the public school system. It's called Skytree. Kirk Cameron, I think, started that long ago.
Yes.
And they work with authors who write books that are more, I guess, value driven, more traditional value set than some of the other secular type book fairs. So if anyone wants to put me in contact with Skytree, that would be amazing. And so you could find hopefully my book there in a book fair at some point. But for now, go to the website, fill out the form if you would, if you want a bulk discount, and I'll receive that email and I can facilitate. At this point, the publisher is offering 40% off to anybody who purchases just 4 or more books at a time. So it's actually a very achievable, very economical type thing to do if you have more than just 1 or 2 on hand, 4 or more, and you get 40% off. But you do have to contact either the publisher or myself personally so that we can get you that discount.
And the website to do that is very simple. The title of the book, GodIsProudOfWhoYouAre.com. Jenny Guzman-Bautista is the author and our guest on the program. A few minutes left in the program. Any advice you would give to first-time self-published authors like you? Maybe what growing pains that you went through that, okay, I can share this with others, or just getting them to the point where they will be first-time authors. So often people think, I need to do a book, and it stops there. All these mental obstacles that they put up, you know, as a hindrance, they do not start the process. Any advice to people who are starting to write or first-time authors going through what you went through and are going through? How do I get the message out there?
Well, I would say, first of all, that you have to have, and this goes across any industry, right? But you have to be propelled to do something that means something to you. It has to have some substance to it. And if you have that already, then I would say that you're halfway there. As far as actually writing a book, I don't know if I'm the rule or the exception to, but I actually had my publisher, Dorrance, contact me, and then I went ahead with the decision to publish with them. But I do know that there's a lot of etiquette that goes on behind the scenes with, you know, submitting your book to different publishers if you'd like to do that. And I'm not the person to talk to about that. But overall, I would say that it's really, you know, no different from any other important thing that you would share with people. Just because I have a publisher and just because you know, they put this book together based on what I wanted and the illustrations that I chose doesn't mean that I don't have to do anything. You know, it's not like a hands-off type project where I'm making money on the side and I don't have to do anything now. It's something that I am invested in financially, sure, but also just on the day to day.
Yes.
And so, you know, constantly, not like in an annoying way, but you know, you're sharing yourself and you're sharing what you've done. We've all been made to create, right? We're creators made in the image of God. And, And so you've created something, you want to share that and encourage other people to create as well. So that being said, if you have any little inkling to write a book, yes, there's millions upon millions of books out there in the world. And chances are that your book isn't going to be a top seller. Sorry, mine's probably not either. But it will find somebody, right? I mean, somebody will be found and somebody will read your message. And it will translate to another person and another person. And it is a slow and steady. My mom taught me that from a young age, you know, slow and steady stays the course. So you stick with it and you grow according to, you know, how much effort you put into it. Sure. But there's also a faith aspect where you just take the next step and you trust that what's going to happen is going to happen. And it's the right thing to happen.
I love that. The objective of doing all this is not necessarily financial. It's faith as well. And you just touched on that and being able to get that message out there and spread the word. A couple minutes left in the program. What do you hope the overall lasting message you'd like to share with potential readers for God is Proud of Who You Are? Final thought, sort of a takeaway as we conclude our conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to anybody out there who decides to take that step and actually purchase the book and bring it into their home, you know, place it on their bedside table. If you're a business or a venue, you know, taking it in and really sharing it with the hearts and minds of the kiddos that you read it to and read it with. You know, I'd say that kids don't grow up in a vacuum, and the world is going to fill their heads with something. And I think it's up to us to ask the question, you know, what thoughts, what feelings, what ideas do we want our kids to carry on as they grow up into adults? What do we want to fill their heads with? Because there's only so much space up there, right? So I think kids, they need to know that they have inherent worth, that they were intentionally created and designed, right? And there's a bigger picture. And there is a God who loves everybody. You need to approach him with humility and a genuine heart. But no matter your failings, no matter your shortcomings, you know, he is there, and there's a relationship for you when you approach him in that way and in that genuine way, right? So I would just hope that kids learn that as a foundation, like you brought up, and that parents out there, the caregivers and teachers out there, are willing and wanting to help establish that foundation for the kids, so that when they grow up, right, they're going to be parents too. And then we already touched on this, but they'll read this type of thing, these messages, to their kids. And you know, generations to come will learn this, and they'll understand that there's a place and a purpose for them here on this earth, and also, of course, in heaven afterwards, eternal life, the greatest gift of all.
Well said. And this is a book that's a welcome addition to any family library. Again, that can be passed down from one family, one generation to another. The book is God is Proud of Who You Are by Jenny Guzman Bautista. Her website is godisproudofwhoyouare.com. Jenny, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the wonderful job that you've done with this book and getting the message out there. And please stay in touch. And thank you for being with us on the program.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. And I would also like to thank KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Again, our guest is Jenny Guzman Bautista. The book is God is Proud of Who You Are. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Jenny's website, godisproudofwhoyouare.com. A direct link to Jenny's website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.